And now, a public service announcement.
Come on, dude. Just take one hit. Don't you want to be cool? Hey, man. What are you doing?
I'm so high! Nothing can hurt me!
No!
Marijuana kills.
Today's episode is not sponsored by...
Are you hungry? Then come to White Castle and try our slider special. Six burgers, fries, and a soft drink for only $2.99. Imagine all those burgers in your stomach right now. Don't you like food that's tasty and delicious? Then what are you waiting for? Head over to White Castle. It's what we crave.
Now let's fire up those time circuits. Set it to 2004, because today we're traveling back in time to revisit Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of 88 Miles Per Hour Podcast. I am your host, Devotional Dave, and as always, I'm joined by...
Santos, ¿cómo están todos, la raza? What's up?
Oh man, yeah, that's right. I thought I'd throw him off a little bit, like last week.
But it's all good. I like it. We need a little, you know, off. We feel a little off today. Sunday!
We have no script. Like, honestly, if people think, like, we have a script... Nah.
No. We go on the fly.
We do have tiny notes that we want to bring up, but in reality, like, we have nothing. We're not like, okay, at the 10-minute mark, you know, Freddie's gonna tell his birder, and then at the 20-minute mark is when we do the movie. At the 50 song. Nah, we just go. That's it.
It's a very spontaneous show. We just kind of we don't have anything. Like, yeah, we have little notes, like you said, but we just kind of just go with the fly. And it's much better. It's much more natural,
It's a natural.
It's a true natural thing that we are sharing with the audience.
Yeah, it's almost like we're performing live because but even then, if you go on live, you have a set list. So you know what's up.
Yeah. So yeah, this is raw. This is raw right here. This is as raw as it's gonna get.
It is, right? It is. Yeah.
It's raw entertainment.
It is. You know, I have a, we're gonna talk about it because I'm curious because it's like, you know, Freddie here, you know, he doesn't seem like we're with his life that I've seen, he's been on tour. Performing. I'm not talking about the year in COVID. That's different. I'm talking about even before that, because I met this guy back in, I believe, 2014 or so. Yeah, 2014.
Damn.
at the freaking, what's that thing called? The 80s bar reunion.
Yeah, the 80s bar.
The prom. That's where I met this guy.
So right.
I've been following him and all that. So this past weekend, he celebrated an anniversary with this girl. And they went to Disneyland, it seems like. So I'm curious if this was like the first visit to Disneyland or the first time as an adult. Like, when was the last time you went? And tell me about Disneyland, if anything cool happened.
Okay, boss, mira. Let me tell you. This is a story. No, T and I are big fans of Halloween. So we go to Disney to go and celebrate Halloween there. And our anniversary when we first met was on the 16th of September, que es el Día de la Independencia from Mexico, same. And this was 8 years ago. I met her at the Roxy and we met there, and then, you know, the rest is history. So knowing, you know, that the things that we both like, you know, Disneyland, we like Halloween. So every year our anniversary is at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Of course, we couldn't go last year because of COVID. This year we went. And you know what, bro? I think
this year is going to be our last, time I'll visit Disneyland.
Why? What happened?
Why?
The Mickey Mouse don't make you happy or what?
No, you know what? It's a different vibe now. I think, you know what? And I know people are excited to get out and all that, but people were so rude. People are just stopping, getting in front of you. The limousine cars with 14 kids, you know, just like, it was just like crazy, bro.
Wait, what do you mean the limousine cars?
Yeah, I've never seen a car with a limousine. They have limousine carts now where you can put like 14 kids in it. It was crazy. It was like, wow.
The park at Disneyland?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm exaggerating, but there was this stroller, bro. You have like Uber, you know, regular Uber, and then you have Uber like luxury. Well, I think it's like,
but outside the park.
Yeah,
right?
Outside the park.
You're not talking about like all in Main Street USA and Frontierland. There's a limo.
No. Like when you go in the park, California Adventures. Bro. No, California Adventures, you know,
did you go to both?
Yeah, we went to both. So
Mr. Moneybags over here.
I don't know.
I'm kidding, bro. Don't worry.
But she got the tickets. Hey, we're going to both. Okay, fine. How much do you want my part? And that's how it goes. And then, so we went to California Adventures and so we hung out there. We got four rides. And then.
Because it was busy or what?
It was busy, bro.
Worst, bro. And that's what I don't like about parks, the long lines.
You know what? I can't do lines anymore, bro. I can't do like big crowds anymore.
Because your knees start to hurt and your back.
No, nothing hurts. Nothing hurts. Okay. I'm
not
because
you're old, right?
Not because I'm old. I'm not even old.
I'm teasing you about that.
No.
It's just,
seriously, bro. It was just like. And then most of the rides that we were looking forward to weren't even open. Like Indiana Jones was closed.
What? So that sucks, bro.
The roller coaster and the Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn was dude. That's closed. Was closed. Like yes. Those are the main ticket rides.
Yes,
dude.
The Big Thunder closed. Yeah. You know.
Wait.
We were walking to Indiana Jones, and then we saw the, you know, the workers out there like standing there guarding, not to let people walk in. And I'm like, what's going on here? Oh, it's temporarily shut down. Oh,
that's like going to McDonald's, and you're like, no, we don't have any Big Macs or chicken nuggets.
Exactly.
Right now. All we have is the fish fillet, and you're like, what?
We got ripped off. Mickey Mouse ripped us off, bro. He took off four.
That's
yeah,
a
he
waste
ripped
of
us
fucking
off.
Money, bro.
Exactly. So we're not gonna go. Fuck it. Fuck you, Disney. I don't give a fuck.
It's like
I said it, bro. You know what? It's like, bro, we spent all this money and then all the fucking four roller coasters.
I start seeing a red dot laser going around to Freddy. I'm like, Freddy, no. Mickey Mouse, get Freddy.
He was out there too, man. He was hanging out in California. You mean a pinche mafioso? He's that pinche fucking man.
Counting his monies.
Yeah, counting that. Look at all these pendejos buying.
Yeah, tickets. Go buy $6 churros.
And everything shut down.
That's like the churros. My wife, she's like, no way ever. I'm not gonna spend $6 on churros because, dude, right here at the market down the street, you can get some churros like these big ass ones stuffed with like either like strawberry, whatever.
Yes.
Fucking for like what $2.53, I think.
Bro, let me tell you, the food terrible, expensive. Yeah, you're gonna go. You're going to an amusement park. Great. Okay. Yeah. You're gonna eat junk food. Okay, great.
Yes. Yeah.
But even the junk food tastes like shit. Seriously. Corn dog? Horrible. Okay? I cheated that day.
Yeah.
What else did I fucking have? I wanted to have a churro, fucking 200 people in line. Fuck that.
That's why when growing up when we would go, like with my mom and dad and everything, like and now he's like, no vamos a comer aquí. And what we would do is
and once you went to Disneyland once, that was it for your whole life. I don't know why you want to go again. They got the same shit. The same mouse tie with the same smile. They don't even change his clothes. The same rat. And the girl rat and the duck. ¿Cómo se llama? Dennis. And the goofy one that looks like your tío Alberto with a... You talk like that. Your tío that fell off the forklift, that's the one that quedó tontito. He talks like that. He don't like to go because he cries. Because he sees the Goofy and he thinks about his life. And it's better not to go. He has that same green hat. He told him he wears that hat. And all the kids would go and they would tell you, eat here because we're not going to eat over there. So even though you're not hungry, eat something. Because I'm not buying no fucking hamburger pa' ya. $4 for a fucking hamburger. Está loco. I want a churro. Shh. If I buy you one, I got to buy all the other kids one. I don't got money to be buying churros, mira. You want a churro? Okay, mira, I'm gonna buy one. Kids, line up, cabrones. Mira, I want you to lick it and pass it.
She would bring an ice chest cooler
yeah.
in the car. So we yes. go, we get the hand stamp, yeah. we go to the parking lot, and unos sandwiches, jamón. Yeah.
Dude, same thing my parents. We would go to Magic Mountain. It was me, my brother, and my sister. And yeah. then we would bring two of our friends, or, you know, four or five kids. And then my mom, my dad, and my grandmother, and then my aunt. So, you know what? They would make great sandwiches. Dude. Yeah. And we would get stamped. We would go in the park. Hey, you guys ready to go? You hungry? All right. We would go back. And luckily, we had a camper. So, we ate. Everybody had ate. And then we would Same go here. Back to the park. And then, not that my parents wouldn't buy us anything. Yeah, they would buy us, like, you know, ice cream here and there. But they were smart. They're like, not going to spend fucking $50 for a fucking yeah, ugly, no. for a unflavored hamburger. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah. No, I get you, bro.
No, all the food there is al chingazo, bro. It's like,
that's why you just munch on something tiny and then hold you yeah. over, drink a lot of water, and wait yeah. till you leave and go through a drive-thru. Oh my
God. So I'll tell you what I ate.
In and out. What'd you
eat? I'll tell you. We had a beer. Okay. Fucking beer was $9.
Yeah, but they barely put any alcohol, right?
Oh, fuck it. Well, nah, yeah, I didn't feel shit. So, yeah, there goes two beers. That's $9. Like, you know, Freddy's all
singing in the park.
Fucking. And then I really brought my joint, bro. But even they had a dog sniffing dogs there, you know? Like,
no, hey. Yeah, they do. They do, yeah. bro.
He was right there. And Timmy, don't bring any joints. I was like, damn.
Dog. He's like, Miranda Freddy. He's like, oh, I see yeah. you. I see you. Roof.
You know?
Oh, shit.
Oh, I even called out.
So, that was bad, dude.
That was pretty good, right?
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was my neighbor's dog there.
The dog like, in the background. We're like, oh, shit.
So, okay. So I had one beer. And then yeah. I had a pretzel that cost $10. A pretzel, bro. A Mickey-shaped pretzel, $10. Okay? With some whack-ass cheese. Remind
you, like, yeah, you bought it. That's right. That's right. Mickey laughing at you.
Exactly. He's a pendejo.
Oh, you paid
me.
$10. Oh, you paid, pendejo. You're a pendejo. Oh, mira este cabrón. Mira este cabrón pendejo. Come on, Minnie.
And then they gave us, they're like, do you want cheese? And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then they charged me like $2 for the fucking cheese.
Which Are you was fucking neat. Saying
$2 Yeah, bro. Cheese? Yeah, to fucking cheese. You and, you know, and it, dude, that shit was so salty, bro. God, I thought I was going to have a heart attack, bro.
You know why? Because they want you to buy a drink.
Oh, that's my why. God. I was biting so into it.
$6 for a soda.
Dude, my mouth got dry. I was like, God, I need a drink, man.
Yeah. Dude,
I drank that beer quick. So, yeah, so that was like $50 right there. I don't know.
And then they make it hard, bro, because, like, we mentioned our stories when we were kids, Magic Mountain, Disneyland, whatever. Like, because we would do it at Magic Mountain because right outside they had this park with benches and shit. So it's hard to do that now with, you know, have the coolers in the car and stuff because the parking is it's far now. So you can't walk to go get food. So if the families or the parents, like, they have to try to sneak in some hot dogs or Costco dogs or like fucking sandwiches because you can't, bro.
No. I mean, but yeah, the food was just fucking. We didn't even. And then we what else we had? Some beignets. Some other
beignets.
You know,
guess beignets. Yeah.
You know what that is? It's just a little. They're like French little fucking powdered. Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
So we went okay, there.
But that was outside of the park, huh?
No, that was inside the Disney. There's, you know, when you go to the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like the whole, you know, New Orleans French Quarter. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, you're right. Because they're like, They have like cream inside or some shit, right? Or no,
yeah, it's just that was probably the most enjoyable treat that I had. That was good. You know? And then what else did I have? A coffee.
Well, you're Mr. Coffee over here. Like, what was their coffee like?
What was the coffee like?
The best ever in the world or no?
Nah, dude. No, pass it, bro. Pass it.
But Estanza Coffee, that's the way to go, right? Estanza Coffee. Estanza.com, ladies and gentlemen. 88 MPH.
Yes.
Promo code 20% off.
Send us some coffee. And that was it, dude. That was it. That's all we ate.
Shit. Even your cat's mad. You're like, you did all that?
I know. Even the cat's like, you spent all that money and shit?
He's like, what the fuck? What the hell? Un pretzel?
Está pasando aquí mucho dinero. So, the experience at Disney, bro, is not that...
You left all sad and crying.
No, we were just like, I think that's it for this year.
What about the Haunted Mansion? Did you ride that? Because when we went to Disneyland a few weeks ago, the Haunted Mansion was closed because they were doing the whole Nightmare Before Christmas setup.
Yeah, yeah.
So we didn't get to ride it. Was it it was open or no?
Yes, it was open and it was always packed. And
I bet you waited like, what, an hour or two?
No, actually, it went pretty good. I mean, it was probably, what, a 45-minute? We did avoid the hours, the hour wait.
You're like, nah.
We went, so that happened with the Tower of Terror or whatever it's called now, the fucking Marvel,
the
whatever.
Garlic scene.
The garlic
con el pizza.
Hey, let's go to the ride on the tenan garlic. I quiero ir ahí. The garlic galaxy ride.
Los noodles.
Yeah, well, you go up y se te va así, se te cae la verga y luego se sube. That one.
Yeah, that one.
White people are going, Verga, where did you say? What did Freddy say? Verga? Where does a Verga? Is that a new movie?
El Return of the Verga.
The Verga Galaxies.
The Verga strikes back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The Verga awakens.
Oh, my God. So I'm sorry I spoiled it for you guys for Disney. If you guys love it, but I'm sorry that I give my pass. I'll give it. If I've got a pass... I would give it back.
Here's the thing, bro. I'm with you on this because it's like, yeah, Disneyland's cool and all that is fun, but everything you wanted to get on that was the good rides, the main ticket rides, bro, were all closed. You know, you said Matterhorn, Indiana Jones, Big Thunder Mountain. Those are three of the biggest rides in Disneyland alone, and all three of them are closed. Like, come on.
They were running, dude. Okay, maybe they were running throughout the day and then they shut down or something happened. But then they saw you
and they're like, nah.
Turn it down. Here comes Freddie Morales. Here comes that guy from the 88 miles. Here comes from the 88 miles per hour, guys.
Dile que ya está cerrado. That's slow.
But we're like, okay, fine. And then no fireworks either, dude.
Oh, they didn't do the fireworks.
No fireworks.
Estaba llorando. Look
at like la chingada. No Indiana Jones, no el de Manahorn, no del otro. No, la chingada. Y luego no fireworks, a la chingada.
Nah, pues ya vete, güey.
No, so I said, okay, let's go to Tomorrowland. My girlfriend was like, oh, let's go to Space Mountain. I go, it's fucking closed, I bet. And we're walking, and sure enough, it was open. So we ended up the night.
I saw your picture with your GoPro.
I got it for free. Fuck you guys.
You got a free GoPro?
No. I got a free picture from Disneyland. Fuck you guys. You know how they show you? They show you the picture and they want you to buy it? Fuck you. I just took a picture of it.
You took a picture of a picture.
And it was perfect timing because as soon as I walked out, it was right there, dude. And I looked at it. Ahí estamos. There we are. So I didn't have to pay for shit. No.
You already bought a fucking $10 pretzel.
Yeah, exactly. I already used your money.
I already spent.
Security
didn't try to tackle you. Hey, no pictures.
The cool thing I did something that, you know, I ended up recording on my GoPro.
Yeah.
The ride on Space Mountain.
That's cool.
So I wrote it. It's going to be on the YouTube, and I'll give you a clip of it.
Promote right there. Freddie Morales at YouTube.com.
Yeah, but Mickey Bear and I be getting. I was like,
man, hey, you're gonna get a cease and desist. You're gonna get a knock on the door, bro.
I was like, hey, you were recording. Hey, yeah, what are you gonna do about it, Mickey? Get chingados. You're in my hood now, bitch.
Let's get Freddy.
And by the way, you had four fucking rides turned down. What the hell?
They should let you have this,
dude. It's like sending you a pizza without the toppings.
Yeah. Or more so, it's not. It's more like you're gonna order a pizza and then you're like, yeah, can I get a pepperoni and sausage, because those are like the main top. Oh, we don't have any.
We don't have no more, dude.
All right, well then give me ham and jalapeno. We're out too. Oh, well, what do you got? We got pineapple. Huh? What?
Okay, really? Another complaint. Like when you go to fucking McDonald's and it's noontime and you're like, yeah, can I have a sundae? Oh, we ran out.
Yeah, we don't have.
What the fuck is this fucking noon? You're telling me all these diabetics fucking from like 6 o'clock took all the fucking ice cream?
The one right here down the street, they don't even bother selling it. They literally on the board, it's crossed out and it says sold out.
They're fuck, like, they're I hate McDonald's. Bother. I fucking, that's another company I hate, McDonald's. They never get the order right. They never have shit. Oh, we ran out of this. I was like, you know what? You guys have billions and billions of dollars and you ran out of shit. It's like,
what they do? I like McDonald's, as you could tell, because you know I gotta get the chicken nuggets, the fucking Big Macs. Oh, yeah, and then if you get the McDouble and you get a McChicken, what you do is you take the buns off of the McChicken and you put the McChicken in between the McDouble. Oh fuck, it's like a double cheeseburger with a McChicken. I know.
You got that. You got it down now. See, I don't need McDonald's. I don't need McDonald's. I mean, I only need McDonald's in emergency. Like when I
emergency.
Yeah. Like fucking when I leave a gig, everything's fucking closed.
Oh yeah, because you're hungry. Yeah, no.
I'm fucking hungry. Yeah.
You don't do Tommy's?
No, Tommy's. They're too fucking far away, and it's too dirty for me, dude. Almost, you know.
Oh, too sloppy. Hey, come on. No.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's no
time. Okay. Too dirty, as in messy.
Yeah, too messy.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like, nah, it's dirty. They got roaches and.
No. Well, sorry. I meant.
Okay. Because I was gonna say, bro. I thought we were gonna throw it down right now.
Nah. No. No, I like Tommy's, but that's too sloppy. I love Tommy's. Bro. You know, I love Tommy's too, but there's no one around me. Tommy's. And by the way, the places I go, dude, you always fucking find McDonald's. And every time I go to the McDonald's, I ask for that. Oh, we ran out of this, or I'm like, fuck, man.
Let me ask you a question. You like the McDonald's fries at least, right?
Oh yeah, but you have to eat them during as soon as they're warm.
Yeah, because
they taste like fucking garbage. I don't know, garbage. Bro.
When you eat your McDonald's fries, do you eat a fry at a time, or are you one that grabs a group of them and just fucking eats them?
When I grab a group, I always end up getting like three or four, and then
okay. So you're a grouper. Yeah, me too.
Jab them
like,
in my mouth.
I was just curious because, like, I know with my wife, like. She'll get a fry at a time, dip it in the ketchup. Me, I love. I'll grab like a whole, six of them and just eat them.
I don't have that patience for one fucking fry, bro. I'm like, fucking, dame las fucking, give me the fuck, you know. And I just,
you just put the thing in your.
Oh yeah, just a guy. Yeah, there you go. All that salt.
Yeah, this is the new the complaint cast with Freddie and Santos, where we complain.
No, I haven't complained, but damn, man, when you spend a lot of money, man, you gotta complain and shit come out.
Again, we've made very different analogies here, but it makes sense, bro. You're going to a park, you're paying a lot of money just to be like the main ride you can't even get on, like.
Yeah, you know, those are my favorite ones.
Right? It's a destination for you guys because it's an anniversary. It's something you've been doing, you know, annually minus last year. And yet when you finally go back, all the main rides that you want to get on are closed. It's like you probably have memories like all that time and I screamed on the Matterhorn and she was right there and we're
exactly,
like
exactly right. We're holding like, hands or
none of that. That was gone. Indiana Jones, you guys sat next to each other and it was fun. And nope, you can't relive that memory.
I leaned over and I kissed her ear and I smelled her perfume, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. You know,
I see. Mira,
I didn't get to do that. No, I shut down. La chingada.
So were you on stage performing and you saw her from the crowd and like everything turned dark except for a light on her? Or
yeah, exactly. I didn't hear nothing and all I saw was a halo on her.
And then that's when you went right into Halo.
Exactly. Bang, 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 bang. You were killed.
She said, no, I don't, asshole. She's like, why is he staring at me? And you're just like looking at her like I'll see. Exactly. That's awesome, man. All right, well, there you go.
8 years, bro. 8 years. Eight years.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, thank you.
Hot man, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating an anniversary. Let's give it up to Mr. Freddie Morales. That's so cool.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of fast food and all of that, we have a movie review because last week, I'll give a little bit of backstory. Last week, when we recorded, we did a kind of like something different for 88. We've never done an episode where me and Freddie just chit chat, have a conversation. And we did that with our last episode. we didn't do a movie. We talked about The Matrix. We talked about, you know, Wrong Orders, 9/11. And it was something different. It was something new just for us to talk about. But the reason that how that came about was I was like, hey, you know what? I closed that day. Let's go and record. But our conversation, we were just so engaged in our conversation that the next thing I knew, I was like, oh shit, it's like an hour and 20 minutes already. I was like, bro, I think we got to stop because I got to go to work. So we just uploaded as a single episode. So
yeah,
this episode here, we're going to do it. We're going to give you the movie. We're going to go back to the original of what 88 Miles Per Hour podcast is where we revisit movies from our past, though this one is from my past. This week, I am giving you Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This movie, Freddie has not seen. So I am so curious as to get his thoughts on this film. Real quick, some backstory. This movie was released in 2004. It was actually like a small release, and then it started getting traction. So they did a wider release. Small budget, it was like a $9 million movie, but then it made like freaking like $23 million. It was like a good, an honest hit, like not massive like Marvel and shit, but it did well. You know, it starred John Cho as Harold Lee, Cal Penn as Kumar Patel, and then they had like little cool cameos from peeps like fucking, you know, Anthony Anderson. You had Ryan Reynolds in it, Fred Willard, Ethan Embry. You know, you got some cool people. And the story is literally about two guys getting stoned, hungry, and they want to go get something to eat, and their quest to go get fast food. And oh yeah, not to forget the great Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. Who,
honestly, his resurgence of his career is because of this movie.
Yes.
You know? So yeah, so let's as we get into the movie, I'm curious, Freddie, what you saw this first time ever when we talked about this 2 weeks ago, when we did Half Baked, you said, nah, like, I had no interest in seeing this movie, like, whatever, looked dumb, blah, blah, blah. So I forced you basically to watch this. So give us your thoughts. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie's thoughts on Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, the reason why I didn't watch this movie when it came out in 2004, yeah, I was 34 years old. So was I smoking weed? No, I wasn't smoking weed. Was I watching movies that promoted weed? No, I wasn't. I was actually making the transition going from music into movies. And I went into a movie subtitling company. And that's when I started seeing all these movies. So, yeah. But this one, it was funny because when I started working for that company, they just had finished subtitling this movie. So I missed it.
Ah, okay.
And everybody was talking about it. I remember, oh, you got to watch this movie, dude. You know, it's like White Castle. It's like, oh, another weed movie. All right. You know, so I watch it, you know, and plus, these new comedians, I wasn't very interested in these guys. I come from the old generation, you know, the 80s, 90s comedians. So I was like, you know, and these guys are the new generation comedians. So I wasn't really into these guys.
Do you see?
So I'm trying to explain why I didn't, in a way, it didn't interest me. When this movie came out,
it's understandable,
you know. So now, after watching it, I did have spark it up. I can't just sit there and watch this movie. Fucking
yeah, you got into character basically. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Right?
So I had to like join the fun and said, "All right, let me see, check this out." So I picked a good day where I can just hang out and enjoy the fun and. Yeah, it was funny. I mean, like I said, it's a movie that you can only watch once. I wouldn't buy this movie.
No.
For me?
Yeah. No. Okay. No, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm giving you Freddie Morales' honest. I'm not
going to disagree with you or anything. Tell your
honest.
Mom, because it's your opinion, bro.
It's mine. I have movies that I do collect because I would like to collect. I like the artwork, or I just want to collect. This is a movie I can care less. I watched it. I rented it. You know, I put in my YouTube $3, whatever the fuck it was. Okay, I put in my contribution. You know, and I sat down, and then I got my $10 sativa joint, and I sat down, and I watched it, and yeah, it made me giggle. I mean, that's funny, and you know, but it's just a regular kind of two dudes. You know, some comedy. You know. Some racial comedy in there as always with these movies, you know, they're like, oh, this and that, you know.
So like, all right, from a scale from 0 to 10, you know.
Oh, okay.
Freaking microphone stands because of Freddie. Like, you know, the devotional. What do you give it? Like, where do you rate this film?
A 6.5.
A 6.5. Okay, all right.
Okay, I'll give it a 6.5.
It's a little better than average, you know. But so if like, let's just say, you know, we stream everything, but let's just pretend you had cable and you're changing the channels and that movie happens to pop on. You're just going to keep changing the channels, or will you stop and watch it?
Just flip it, keep changing the channel. Yeah. Sorry. I'm just telling you the truth.
No, that's all right.
If I were to see a movie, like let's say I'm flipping the channels and I see Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop, shit, I'll stop that and watch that.
Stop it.
And then I see, no, you know what I'm saying? Do you see the difference?
Yeah, of course.
So yeah, I mean, I love the scene of the Burger Shack employee. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, with that, when they go, when they first find out that it's closed, so it's Anthony Anderson, right? Yeah, yes. That's my favorite, bro.
So that scene is where they're trying to find, you know, they're trying to find this White Castle. So they go because they look at, I guess they're looking at Google and said, it's right there. So they go and then it's not White Castle. It's another company. It's another burger place. So, and then they're asking, it's like, hey, man, what happened to White Castles? And they're like, no, this is not White Castle, man. This is some, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, do you know how good the White Castle burgers are? And he's like, so, and then there's that exchange. Oh, that was just hilarious.
Yeah, it's like, the little, you know, onions are like eating crystals in your mouth.
Yeah.
It almost makes me want to burn this motherfucker down.
Burn this.
May I interject for a second? As a Burger Shack employee for the past 3 years, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that if you're craving White Castle, the burgers here just don't cut it. In fact, just thinking about those tender little White Castle burgers, those little itty bitty grilled onions that just explode in your mouth like flavor crystals every time you bite into one, just makes me want to burn this motherfucker down. Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down! Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down! Let's burn this motherfucker down! Let's burn it!
Yeah, that was hilarious. And then he starts destroying the whole fucking place. So there's scenes like that were funny. The other scene too is when they go and visit the guy where
with the wife, the freak show.
Yes, that is hilarious.
What'd you think of that, bro?
That was fucking pretty hilarious. That one. If memorable scenes, I'm just kind of giving you like that's. Those two and that guy, that's hilarious. That was a hilarious scene.
Yeah.
So, you know, White Castle. Have you ever had a White Castle? Have you ever?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I have some stories to talk about when it comes to this. I wanted to get your feedback first before I get into it. But
yeah, I got a story too.
So, I mean, we'll talk about it. So with White Castle, yes, I've tried it. Now, I haven't tried the White Castles from like the West Coast and stuff. Las Vegas has White Castle now. Yeah, Las Vegas has White Castle, bro. So, so like with me, with this movie, when it came out, I'll get more into detail later on in the episode,
right.
But I've always just wanted to try White Castle. Like this movie always made me crave White Castle. And I'm like, man, I wish we had White Castle out here. It's such like an East Coast thing. We don't have any White Castles out here. And then my brother went to Vegas and he's like, they got a White Castle out here. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. So we went, me and my wife, we went to go see M83, and M83 was performing. And right there by the hotel where we stayed, they had a White Castle. So we went, no lie, the whole 2 or 3 days that we were there, I can't remember how long, fucking I had White Castle like every day, bro.
You did?
I was so obsessed with that.
You didn't get charred?
No, bro, it was good. Dude. Yeah, dude, I loved it. And then after that, anytime we went back, we would get White Castle. And then my wife was like, all right, no more White Castle. Like, let's get something else. So the last time we went to Vegas, we didn't get White Castle. I even said, nah, you know what? Let's get other stuff. Like, let's try to get other things. But I've tried it. I thought it was good. It's a small, like, no lie, dude. It's a small square burger. It's tiny. That's why when they order at the end, they're like, give me 50 sliders, you know, 4 Cokes, 4 fries, blah, blah, blah. because they're small, bro. They're not big. Have you ever tried it? Like the actual White Castle, not from the store, the market where you warm up in the microwave.
No, I had a real White Castle in Chicago. In Chicago, when I toured, it was funny because I did a show out in this also place called they were calling it the Convent. And they had two rooms, and dude, it was like 1,000 people at this nightclub. This was back in 1998, 99. And so we did the show. And then after that, of course, they're like, oh, let's go to White Castle. And then the locals there, the promoter's like, you want to go there? That's horrible food. Yeah. Ah, come on. These guys are from LA. They just, let's take them there. So sure enough, they took us to White Castle.
Yeah.
And it was there. We ordered, and we ordered like how many? There was like, I don't know how many of us. There was like 10 of us. And we ordered like, let me have like 50 this and 40 this.
Yeah,
and
dude, you order.
I was like,
lot.
What the hell?
There's like the slider case that you could order like 30 sliders.
I look like I 50, came out of the,
yeah.
I look like I went to the mall to go and shop and a big ass bag and shit. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? How big are these burgers? So, yeah, sure enough. And everybody was grabbing it, all hands and every, you know, and I see these. Yeah, they're small little pads. They're like little square little. So I ate. I must have popped in like three of them, and then that was it for me. I was like, good. You know, they chop off the little, the onions and pickles, and then they're just small little burgers, you know?
Yeah, they're mini burgers. That's all it is.
Yeah, just that's all it is. It's all, una pendejita, una chingadita, así, you know? So, yeah. And they're cheap, too. I mean.
Yeah, they're not expensive, honestly. It's a regular fast food place, but cheap.
Yeah. So, this food... There's food. Look, there's food for all occasions. And this food is for fucking, after a club, hangover food. It's hangover food.
Yeah.
it's to fill your stomach.
It's very much. That's why it's like stoner food, bro. Like these two guys who are high, they want to get. That's all it is. Like, let's get some White Castle,
And that's it. Because like when you smoke a joint, that's all you want to. I want to enjoy something. Let's have a burger, or let's have fries, or let's have some kind of sugar, that's
no lie. If I were in Vegas right now, bro, I'd go get one. I'd go get some White Castle.
For some reason, I'm craving it right now too. I don't know why,
because I'm Mr. Joint over here.
Yeah, I'm craving it right now, dude.
That's why, dude. It's
the
when you get that
last time I had one.
Let's go on an adventure. We'll probably have an adventure trying to go get White Castle. You and me.
Dude, and we'll film it now that I got this GoPro.
There you go, bro.
I love it.
Document. Or we'll get a flat tire and then
the adventures
guy, the freak show we're trying to and then
I think Doogie that should be Houser our next show.
Will steal our car.
That should be our next show on the road, like in the just we should go out and taste our favorite foods and record it.
Yeah, we should, dude. We should do an episode like that, right? See which burger is the best.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you a six is a good rating.
Six. I could give it up, but it made me laugh and it created, but it's like I said, it's not a movie that I would like, it's one of those. Yeah. It's funny. And it's not because it's just, you change within the time. As you get older, stuff like that doesn't interest you, or certain type of comedy doesn't interest you. Like my comedy is just different now, and it shifts, which is good, because that just means you're learning more stuff that doesn't interest you anymore. It's the same, like any other movie like this. It's the same formula, it's good. High,
Well, for me, like I still love this movie. When I watched it the other day to refresh, like I was still laughing. Like one of the stupid scenes in the beginning is when they first get home from work and they're all smoking, getting high. And then a commercial, like a PSA, like say no to drugs ad starts. And these two kids just getting high. And he's like, what are you doing? And he opens up his dad's shotgun cabinet. He's like, I'm so high.
Oh, dude.
And then he's like, no. All like dumb acting.
Oh my god, no, boom, and he blasts his
face. And then it says marijuana kills, and they're just laughing so hard.
It's hilarious, bro. But it's true, man. You would see those commercials, like, really?
Yeah, they're like, no, that's not gonna happen. It's like, I don't know. I wish I could, I don't know what it's called, but it's in Spanish. It's something the Guadalupe, the La Rosa de Guadalupe, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what it's called, right? Well, they did long ago. They did one when I was living at my parents' house. There is an episode where a kid starts smoking pot But then he gets all crazy. He for some reason attacks his sister in the house. And by the end of the episode, he's put in a mental asylum. He's gone crazy because he started smoking pot. He's like in a straitjacket in the room, and that's how the episode ends. And then it ends with like the little subtext, whatever.
I know what show you're talking about, dude.
And I'm like laughing. And then at the end, it shows like the rose or whatever appear, something dumb. I don't know. But anyways, so I'm like, that's dumb. Like, that wouldn't happen. And my mom, dude, like, because you can't, when it comes to parents, you can't fucking dis, especially moms, they're you can't disagree. They're not wrong. And she started like getting all mad, saying, no, that really happens. That happened to one of your co-workers. And I'm just like, what?
Parents always know someone that, oh, yeah. Do you remember? ¿Te acuerdas de Pedro? Se fue loco. You remember that guy?
Yeah.
Exactly. Marihuana? I'm like, well, what? Mom, what kind of marijuana were they smoking back in the day? I mean, it's like, yeah, ours is I'm much like, more
that's pure. That's not gonna happen. And she's like, no. And then she started getting mad, dude, at me. Like, so I just like, all right, you know, the best cut is just, all right, yeah, you're right. And walk you're away. Right,
exactly.
Yeah, you're right, Mom. Yeah, that's what happened.
I'm not gonna smoke it, weed. Mommy. I'm not gonna smoke it.
But just wait for Freddie. Once he smokes, he's gonna get a straight jacket and go crazy.
He's gonna go crazy. And you just see him when he sings devotional. Oh, se pone loco, se cala.
You just can't get it. Nah, mira, míralo.
No,
but,
bro. It was.
It's a higher love for him, bro. A higher love.
Oh man,
it's a John the Revelator over here, man.
John the Revelator. John the Revelator. Weed and food. You gotta have that's the formula. Weed and food. That's it.
Yeah, I mean that's all it is. It's these guys who get stoned. One of them is trying to get weed throughout the movie again because he wants to get stoned, in which they do. And then the other one, he has to get work, but they're always about trying to get to this world because you know what's cool about this movie? All right, like. There's this part where they have two friends that they live across the way, and they try to invite them to be like, hey, like, come with us. You guys should go to White Castle. And they're like, nah, it's like, we're going to go to Hot Dog Heaven. And they're like, yeah, we don't want hot dogs. Well, at one point, if you remember in the movie, they're driving right after the raccoon and they almost crash into a car. And remember how like they start running and they're like, oh, shit, like, hey, it's you guys. Oh, hey, what's up? And they're like in the middle. Well, yes. The director, like the writers, they planned to do a sequel to this movie, but we were going to follow those two guys. So it was their story and their adventures heading to Hot Dog Heaven. So what was it? Their names were, I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Goldstein and Rosenberg, those two guys. So you would have followed them, you know, go to Hot Dog Heaven. And that, so you would have gotten the second story and their adventures. And I'm like, oh, that was a pretty cool idea. Obviously, they never did it because they ended up just doing a sequel to this. It's Harold and Kumar and Guantanamo Bay. And the other one is Christmas. It's like 3D Christmas. But it's just like that would have been cool. But I for me, the movie, like, I just laugh, bro. Like it's a good, enjoyable movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, look, I laughed because, well, fuck, man, we've gone through so much. So I was like, you know, I found some humor into it. You see, that's what's interesting because after what we've gone through with pandemic and all that shit and, you know, all the stuff that's happening in the world. And then now you're like, I'm going to fucking sit down and watch this fucking movie and just, you know, and then you're like, oh,
So this scene, was it funny or dumb for you where they're being chased by the college campus security, right? Yeah. And they're running away and then they end up running into a girl's bathroom. And these two girls who were like so into them, they start doing like just pooping and for some reason they're doing Arts. Battle shits or whatever.
Do you want to play battle shits? Oh my God. We haven't played that since back at camp. Oh, hit. Skag, you sank my destroyer.
I can't take it anymore!
Chris, are you still there? Damn! You sank my battle shit! Shit.
Yes.
Was that hilarious to you, or you thought like, nah, that's over the top. That's dumb. Like, that's not funny,
dude. I in this movie, I expected stuff like that. It was hilarious because there are two, you know, two hot girls just in the bathroom playing Battleship. You're like, wow, look at these two girls are hot. And you know, they're.
And then you don't expect that. Like, you're like, oh,
right.
You're,
I've never seen a pretty girl taking a shit like that. No. You know, they look pretty too.
They got pretty poops or what?
Pretty poops. So yeah, so that was cute, but they extended it. Like, all right, that's enough. You know,
and yeah, like, because it has those the stupid humors like that. Like for instance, when
there's a lot of that kind of joke.
Harold is in jail, like because it's like there's that part where he's like, I'm waiting for the light to change. He's like, just walk. No, I'm gonna wait. Just walk. There's no one. He's like, fine. You want me to walk? And the moment he steps, a cop appears out of nowhere.
Right.
And then they end up arguing. He punches the cop. He goes to jail. So when Kumar tries to save him, at one point he's like, "What's that smell?" And he turns around and he sees the big bag of pot. And he starts having this fantasy of like dating the weed, making love to the weed, getting married.
That was to the top. And you know when that scene came up, I was just like, wow, if I was a director, man, he really wanted to fucking make it. Was funny because I'm like, you're actually, you know, you imagine like, I'm gonna marry the weed. The weed is my partner, my life partner. Making love to it.
Sorry, though. My favorite part though in that scene
is hilarious.
It's where like it shows that they're struggling financially. They're unhappily
married. Of course.
And he's like working on the bills, doing the accounting, and his weed wife shows up with like a cup of coffee and he takes a drink and he spits it out. He's like, bitch, learn how to make coffee, and he slaps.
Oh man, yeah.
Fucking whore! I love you. No, baby, come on.
And then the weed is crying. He's like, no, 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 I'm sorry. There's a longer scene where he's actually trying to shut up, and he slaps her more. He's like, no, I'm sorry.
Oh my god, but it's
so dumb. And it's a bag of weed crying.
Oh my god. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, that was kind of like over the top. Yeah. Which, you know, that's expected in one of these movies, because that's like you're you know, you're imagining these things out of your mind. And
yeah.
Now we see it in the big picture like that. You're like, that shit is hilarious. So
well, let me share something like crazy about okay. So in high school, since elementary, I knew this one guy, right? And we were almost like in every class together growing up, and he knew I wanted to make movies and shit, and he got really interested towards the end of like at high school, like right as we graduated, he was like, dude, let's make a movie. And I was like, all right, it's down. So we started like meeting up at Starbucks, coming up with an idea for a movie. So this was like, we had just graduated, so this was 2000. So we started trying to like write out ideas. What should we do? Right. This and that. And right. We ended up coming up with this idea because where I lived at the time. And I don't know where he lives, but we grew up in this area called La Puente, right? La Puente has this place that just recently, honestly, closed down. But for us, high school, junior high, we love going. It was called Snappy Tacos. Right there, they sold burgers, chili cheese fries, tacos, burritos. Fucking good, bro. We used to go there all the time back in the day. Me and my friends always, you know? And so we came up with an idea. These two guys, though, they're unlike Harold and Kumar, who are smart, like fucking Kumar is like almost could be a doctor and shit. But there's just these two guys and they get so hungry, they want to go to Snappy's. But trying to get to Snappy's, they basically have an adventure of like mishaps until finally at the end of the movie, they finally make it to, you know, Snappy Tacos, and they finally get to enjoy it and blah blah blah. And it was basically, if you think about it, it sounds like it's the same premise of Harold and Kumar. These two guys, they want something really good. Where do they go? They decide to go to White Castle. But we never ended up finishing this script, this whole idea, because one of my good friends started dating this guy's sister, and he got mad and said, hey, where does he live? I'm like, I'm not going to give you his number. I mean, his address. And he's like, the fuck, man, we've been friends forever. Like, you're not going to give me. He was so mad. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to give you his address to his house. At that point, we had a falling out because I was protecting my friend, and we stopped talking. So we never finished the script. And then 4 years later, Harold and Kumar comes out, and I'm like, fuck, dude, that was exactly the movie we were writing. It was the same idea, the same concept. We're two guys. And I was like, shit, you know? And for me, when the movie first came out, I had no interest in seeing it, bro. I was like you. I would visit this one website called Ain't It Cool News. And I would read everything about movies coming out, blah, blah, blah. And on the right, where they would have the ads, they kept showing in a loop the scene where they're riding the Jaguar. Remember how they get a Jaguar, they get it stoned, and they try to ride it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then at one point, the branch smacks him. It smacks Harold, mm-hmm, and he flies, mm-hmm, off. Well, they kept showing that over and over. And to me, that just looks so dumb. At the time, I was like, dude, that looks stupid. So I had no interest in seeing the movie. It went to fucking the theaters. I didn't go. I didn't care. And it finally came out on video. One of my buddies, my coworkers at work, was like, hey, bro, have you seen Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle? I'm like, nah, I had no interest. He's like, oh, you got to see it. It's so funny. He's like, I'm gonna bring the movie so you can borrow it, so you can watch it. And whenever people recommend movies to me, dude, back when, like, I wouldn't watch them, bro. Like, I just had no interest. But he gave me the movie. And at one point, dude, I was bored at home. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to watch it, dude. From beginning to end, I was so into it. I was laughing, and I fell in love with the movie, bro. And that's why, like, I followed along for the rest of the films, dude. And yeah, from that moment forward, I was like, dude, I really want to try White Castle. Like, I'm craving White Castle. And then, yeah, like I mentioned the story how I finally tried it. But for me, like, dude, like the whole thing with Freak Show, what's the actual actor's name? The guy, he's in, like, those CIS, you know,
fucking. Yeah, but that was so... That scene is so.
What's his name? He's bald. Like,
yeah, and they're like,
oh, Christopher Meloni, who plays Freak Show. Like, that guy, he's always in those CIS or something like that. Okay, so he plays dramatic stuff, right. But he's a funny guy. And I love seeing him like doing that character, like, fucking hilarious, because he's like, oh, you know, go in there, go relax, you know, make yourselves at home, fuck my wife.
I love it. Yeah, fuck my wife. And he's like, excuse me, did you just say fuck my wife?
You boys like to go on inside, get yourself something to drink, wash up, fuck my wife, watch TV, anything you want. Mi casa, mi si casa. Just don't do anything the good Lord wouldn't do.
Good night. I don't know. And then he's like singing Jesus Christ songs. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ, oh, oh, yeah. The Lord, Lord, and the Lord, and the Lord, Jesus Christ.
Hey, Randy, what? The devil, huh? Hey, Randy, what?
Oh my god, this is hilarious, bro.
Because when they go in, he's like, how'd you he's like, how'd they start dating Free Show? And she starts telling the story and this and that, and at one point he's like, so you guys gonna fuck me? And they're like, wait, what? What? Like, what the fuck? He's like, come on, rock, paper, scissors, this and that. And then finally, when they're about to, like, touch her, he, like, walks in. He's like, all right, your car's done. He's like, what's going on here?
What's going on?
And you think I love how he plays it, like, that he's like, don't worry, who wants the first reach around? And then they're like, and they take off running.
I love that scene, dude. Yeah, I laughed a lot during that. I must have looked like I was cracking up.
Yeah, so that. And then the pookie part, like we mentioned earlier with Anthony, I used to do that with, because the coworker who, what happened?
Yeah, in that too, he was funny.
Yeah, Anthony Anderson. And this is like before he's like the what we know him as now,
right? Like, because that was, we've never seen him act that.
Like, yeah, because then, like, he was like a bit parts there. He was in, like, Scary Movie 3, I think, or 4. Right. Like, but I used to do that at work, bro, because me, the coworker who let me borrow the movie, we worked together and we would work stock. So we would be working on shipment. And every now and again, I'd be like, man, bro, I'm craving White Castle. Yeah, you know, those little crystals, they, like, go in your mouth, like, flavor, the onions. And now I'm like, man, it makes me want to burn. And I would literally do that, dude, in the stock room, start knocking shit over, trying to break it.
Oh my God.
And he just laughed, bro. And I would just knock over boxes of clothes, plush. I was just having fun because you had to entertain yourself. So it's just like a lot of stuff in this movie, dude. And then Doogie Howser, bro, fucking Neil Patrick Harris. Like,
yes,
it was with him in mind. But if he said no, they were going to use, they wanted to ask Ralph Macchio.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. What's crazy, though, is the guys behind this movie are the ones that are doing Cobra Kai.
Right.
Wow. So that means they've always had a love for Karate Kid and Ralph Macchio. But yeah, so if Neil Patrick Harris said no, they wanted to pick someone else who's always seen as wholesome. So imagine if they would have choose Ralph Macchio instead, like, because Neil Patrick like blew up after this, bro. Like people were so shocked to see him like this, and then that's how he got that, you know, the 10 things How I Met Your Mom or whatever it's called. I don't know. I didn't watch that show, but
like, and then he was in that Mother movie too with Ben Affleck, that murder.
Oh, I never saw that. I have the soundtrack because
I'm not a fucking trend. I'm not a big Ben Affleck fan myself. That was just like it was an interesting
story. What if he's listening right now and he starts crying, bro? He's like, really, Freddie? You don't like me?
Really, Freddie? Hey, you're with J-Lo right now. That motherfucker's not crying right now. Shit, he's happy right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they're back, bro. They're back. He's back with J-Lo.
Fucking promotional.
Hey, have you ever seen the South Park episode where he's dating the little, the Carmen, the bonitos tacos, bonitos?
Is he? No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh man, I'll send you a clip, bro. It's so bad though. It's hilarious. My wife knows the whole fucking song though. Like she grew up loving South Park, so she's crazy about it. But there's a song that it's Jennifer Lopez. He's like, I got flavored taco kisses or some shit like that.
right
It's just bad. But yeah, dude, Harold and Kumar, it's a good movie that is a lot of fun, like, you know. For me, it is. I know Freddie gives it a 6, I have it, but go out and watch it yourselves, guys. You know, you may like it, you may not. You might be with Freddie and be like, yeah, this isn't for me, or you'll be like me and be like, oh, this was enjoyable. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff. There's a, like I said, Ryan Reynolds is in this. There's this cool cameo, and he starts asking, we need a lot of weed, and he's like, but why? He's like, oh, we don't have weed. Yes. And like he starts like rubbing his lips, like sweet lips, like it's just little things like that, you know. Jamie Kennedy, that scene when he goes to pee and then he ends up like standing right next to him to piss. He's like, why do you? He's like, we have a whole. So, huh? Is this your bush? Right. you're the king of the forest.
Excuse me, I have to ask you, why are you peeing right here?
What?
I mean, why'd you pee right next to me when you, like, choose that bush, or...?
Well, it's a good bush to pee on. Why are you peeing on it?
Well, no one was here when I chose this bush.
Oh! So you get to pee on it, no one else does? Huh?
No, it's... I just...
It's your bush? You have a special bond with this bush?
No, I just thought that...
You're the king of forest!
I'm sorry?
What?
You fucking tree hugger?
Is it your special bush?
Never mind. Forget it. I really don't feel like getting stabbed tonight.
You know what, bro? Let me tell you, man. That shit always happens to me.
What do you mean?
When I go to the restroom, everything's like, all, you know, access. And there's always this one dude who just wants to piss right next to me. I go, dude, really? Why do you need... You have all these fucking... it's like, what the hell, man? It's always that one person that just wants, loves to pee next to someone else. I'm sorry, man. I just need to pee someone next to someone.
It's like, like the whole stall, and then he wants to be right next to you.
I'm like, what the fuck? Weird people, crazy, man. Bro. Weird people.
Yeah, it's like I said, there's a lot of cool. There's also kind of like a love story because Harold is in love with his girl, like this Latina. Girl that lives in an apartment.
She's Latina.
Yeah, and he finally gets the courage to talk to her, but by the end of it, she's going to Amsterdam, in which that's kind of where it leads off for the second film. They're trying to go to Amsterdam, but they get mistaken for terrorists, and that's why they get sent to Guantanamo Bay.
See, I see. I didn't see the second one, dude. Oh, and I'm not probably going to see the third one until you tell me. Until unless you tell me,
I force you.
Right, you're gonna say, "Hey, we're gonna do a review. I mean, a revisit of it."
No, yeah. Well, no, don't worry. The next movie we're doing, all you, bro. You get to choose it.
Okay.
It's gonna be you. So you get to choose the film that we're gonna
maybe,
be doing.
Maybe I might fall into those other two later on. I don't know. Maybe, but
I'm not, at times. You know? I'm not gonna make you watch that next. I'm still debating. Thank but you. I want to see what's gonna be. But yeah, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. Honestly, it's one that I could just go and start explaining scene after scene, but you should just watch it for yourselves. I rate it highly. I love it. It's still to this day. I watched it and I was still laughing. Like those annoying extreme guys, it just freaking makes me laugh because I'm like, yeah, there was people really like that, just being all dumb, like, extreme this and extreme. Let's have some Mountain Dew.
Exactly. That's when extreme was just becoming popular, bro.
All the extremes out there and shit. Yes,
like, everything was extreme. Dude, can I have an extreme hot dog? Can I still have an extreme burrito? Can I have an extreme show, dude? Dude, I have an extreme cock, dude.
It's like, what the hell? Wait, did you say an extreme cock?
Yes.
Oh.
What the fuck? Everything's extreme, bro. It's like, damn. Hey, do you want to have extreme sex? What the hell? Yeah, I'm going to...
Oh man,
I was gonna say something but I forgot. See, god dang it.
Oh, don't worry, man,
I missed it.
Well, I mean, if maybe if you think about it, then
oh, here it is. Here, okay,
go for it.
We can write our own movie.
Yeah,
Sal and Freddy Go to Whataburger.
You said Sal and Freddy?
Yes.
Why Sal? Why you get to be Freddy and I gotta be Sal?
What did I say?
You said Sal.
Oh, Sal. I always come.
I don't get to be Sal. I'm Sal now. You get to be Freddy.
I always confuse you with my other. I don't know why.
You know what? I remember that a few episodes back. You called me Sal. Guys.
Yes, I did. Pendejo.
No, all right, cool.
Whataburger, dude. That's it.
Yeah. All right, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, before we go, I give you guys a song of the week, and this week's song of the week, only because I got 4 free months of Sirius Satellite Radio. So
mira,
look at this guy, Mr. Hey, I'm gonna cancel before the 4 months. I don't want to pay. Fuck that.
Do it, dude. Do it.
But Richard Blade, bro, the guy that we love, that you've met many times, this guy has some shows, and he has this podcast on Sirius Radio where it's called Just Can't Get Enough Podcast. And what it is he'll bring someone that's usually an artist from like the 80s, and he has a full on like 2-hour, almost 3-hour interview just talking to them. They'll play certain songs from their discography, give some insight about their career, certain songs, albums, all this and that. And it's really good. And I heard one with Gary Numan, and I was just like I have most of his discography, like of Gary Numan's, and it really made me go back and just start re-listening again to a lot of his stuff. And I was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick a Gary Numan song, but I'm going to go back classic. The song that made him huge. Now, I've done Cars before. Cars was one. But with this one, I want to do the one that really blew him up, especially in the UK, that, you know, that let him go on Top of the Pops, because that was a big show. You know, Top of the Pops, like the artists wanted to get on that show in the UK. So for me, I'm going to give you Our Friends Electric, the Gary Numan song, the song that really blew him up huge. Was Miralo, the fucking firework right now.
Wow, fireworks already. God dang.
Yeah, what the fuck is it? Hey, we already passed the May. Oh, is there a Dodger game around here?
I don't know, bro.
If they won, fireworks. That's probably why, bro.
Oh my god. That's LA for you.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. All right. Well, it's go on.
No, you go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's off the album Replicas. It's Gary Numan and Tube Army.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I own all of those records.
Yeah, dude, that guy went in to make a punk record because he was a punk band, and someone in the studio left behind a synthesizer.
Yeah.
And he started fucking around with it and loved it. And that literally the whole album changed. They're like, no, I'm changing everything, and we're gonna.
If you listen to it, bro, it wasn't quantized. Everything is live. Like the keyboards are fucking live. That's why you had like two other guys playing when the bass and the mid, and then, dude, it was electro punk, bro. He made electro punk late 70s. I mean, and dude, the way he presented his shows, you know, this costumes.
Come on. I mean,
Before Depeche Mode. Way before Depeche Mode too. They were babies. He was starting. This guy was already making tunes. Yeah,
he was 20 when he did his first album, and it was, I think 79, right? Was that?
Yeah,
was it
79,
bro. 78.
No, 78, 79. So I was 8, 9 years old, bro, when that shit was happening. Let's see. You know what? His father, his parents helped him a lot. He had very good support, bro. That's beautiful that he had a really good, he's a family man too. And his parents really helped him. And in the concert, I was like, wow. So he really made this his own company, like, you know. And they were just middle class people, bro.
He mentioned that. Like, he's like, dude, he's like, we're not rich. Like, things like, I recently, like, not too long ago, a few years ago, I found out my parents, you know, used their life savings to buy the equipment because they truly believed in me and they got me the equipment so I could go get some studio space.
I'm sorry, but imagine they daddy. How much is it gonna cost me?
Hey, when I wanted a guitar, bro, when I was, I think, a freshman in high school, I wanted a guitar. My dad was like, he didn't want to give me a guitar. He thought I was going to start doing drugs because that's what happens with all bands. But he didn't even buy me a fucking guitar. Like, I didn't get one until my junior year, until I started making my own money at Taco Bell. He's like, no, I can't buy you a guitar until you learn how to move your fingers right. So every day I want you to do this as you're watching, that, where I use my thumb and I just do this.
Right.
I want you to do that every day for a month, and then I'll get you a guitar. I was like, the fuck? I was just like, just like, you know, I'm fucking buying you a guitar. He's like, I like a guitar. Get out.
No, my cousin ruined it for me because they were like, they had pianos and guitars, and then my parents would see that, and I would want a keyboard. Like, oh, so what? So you're going to leave it there, and like your cousins are going to collect dust? They didn't even use a piano. I'd go, I want the piano. I will use it.
Yeah.
And I did until finally, you know, they were like, Freddie wants to be a star. Okay, mijo.
Yeah, I'm a star.
But dude.
Yeah, you got a lot of support. And then it's like, it's crazy because, like, he also mentioned that because he's like a family man and stuff. But there is an album, I forget what it was called. But he actually, him and his wife, they lost a kid. And he actually wrote a song about that. It's called Prayers for the Unborn. And they played that song, and Richard was just like, after the song played, they'll talk about it, and you'll hear the song play. Yeah. And afterwards he's like, after you said, I couldn't even say anything. I felt it best just to play the song and, you know, not say anything. And they started talking about it. He's like, wow, like I never knew that he's like, and he put like his heart into this.
I didn't know that.
Let's see. I forget what it's one of the later albums, bro, but
right. Later on. But I mean, no, the guy, and actually he was going to be on tour and he canceled it due to the fact because of the COVID restrictions in indoor areas. And I think Gary, like other musicians, sometimes it's just very hard for everyone to work in those kind of conditions. And, you know, they postpone it until later on. Same thing with Nine Inch Nails. And Trent Reznor is a huge fan of Gary Numan. Who's had Gary Numan, and they work together.
Dude, it's because of Nine Inch Nails that helped Gary come over here and like, cause he put in a word to help him get his visa or some shit like that. Like he said, he's been so kind. Like no one knows how good of a person Trent is.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's
and yeah, he loves him, dude. He was so influenced by Numan. Like, you know, it's like that interview is really good. If you could sign up for the 4 months, listen to that. Gary Numan, Richard Blade, Just Can't Get Enough podcast. It is so good. And the album that I mentioned earlier, it's called Pure. It's a studio album. It was released in 2000. And that's the song. It's called a Prayer for the Unborn. It's really good, but it's about when, you know, he lost his kid. Wow. But yeah, like if he had a 2004 album, I would have picked one since this movie was released in 2004. But like he has like, I mean, a lot of the stuff by the time he released 1994 is when he really got industrial. The early 80s was very synthy, all that.
Well,
at one point,
there is a conversation.
I have something to tell you right now that's related to Depeche Mode, but go on.
Okay. I think we're on there because that's what okay. I was going to say, that he was lost with his music in the 90s. And thanks to Depeche Mode's Songs of Faith and Devotion.
Yes.
That saved his ass. He said, fuck no, these guys are doing it. And I need to get back and do something what they're doing, which was Depeche Mode being pioneers during that era, guys. And it was,
yeah, believe me, bro. Guys,
we lived it here in Hollywood. You know, if you were in rock and roll, these pussies with their synthesizers and shit, you guys can't be hard enough, you know. And yeah. And Depeche Mode said, fuck you guys, we're gonna use samples of hip-hop, we're gonna use, you know, make our own shit. And look, and that's what saved Gary Numan.
Yeah,
that's an interesting
in interview. 1992 it's called, yes, Machine and Soul, or right, Machine Plus Soul. He sees that as his low point of his music career. Like it's his, yeah, worst album, that he hates that album. It's like, so he was lost. And yeah, 93 Songs of Faith and Devotion, yeah, came out. He listened to it and just fell in love. And that's why by 1994 he released an album called Sacrifice. In the US it was called Dawn. And that is when you got the dark, yeah, industrial Gary Numan sound. And it was because he meant, and then they played Walking in My Shoes on, but he talked about it, and I was just like, holy shit. I'm like, so because of Depeche, it really made him go back, because he was like, I'm done, like I'm not happy, yeah, anymore, like,
yeah,
my music is lost, like I am not creative, I'm like, fuck this, I'm done. And yeah, dude, Depeche Mode brought him back. And when you listen to everything from 94 forward, dude, industrial sounds fucking amazing. I love it. He just released a new album, it's, yeah, called Intruder, and he plays, yes, it's so good. But yeah, Gary Numan, he has a lot of good stuff, but stay, you know, it's kind of almost funkish if you listen to the Machine and Soul album and Outland, but mm-hmm, all in all, like I said, but I'm going back to back in the days. I'm giving you replicas, and I'm giving you our friend's electric. All right, well, before we go, Freddie, it's been fun.
Yeah, always.
You know, always. Yeah, it's I don't know. You know what? This is for you guys listening. If you can enjoy this show, please, please, please go online to Apple Podcasts and leave, yeah, us a review, rate, that's us, it, go for it. You know, we did get a 1-star review because someone like, oh, I like they like one of the original hosts from years ago that's no longer on.
But I mean, that's great, but you know, the world moves on. There's, yeah, new, I'm the, like, you know, I'm the, well, new guy.
They probably started listening to an episode one and realized like, I don't like the new one. I'm like, oh, they didn't even give it a shot because they haven't even gotten to you. If they would have listened to our season, they'd be like, oh, this is good. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review and rate us if you can. It'd be amazing for us. And if you listen on Spotify, just make sure you follow. You click follow for the Spotify that you're subscribed to us. So that, you know, and however, yeah, you listen, but please, ladies and gentlemen, it would be great for us. But other than that, it's been fun recording with Freddie, talking about the high prices at Disneyland and all these rides closed. Then trying to travel to White Castle, I can't even speak right now, but going to White Castle. But I think it's time that after eating our little burgers, we hop into our DeLorean and travel back to the future.
And the bass played up on my wall. alone. Now I can think for myself. About little deals and issues. Things that I just don't understand. I can quite light at night. Or it's like touch at times. I don't think I'm an anything to you.
Everyone, we're taking a little break here from our normally scheduled program, as they say, because we have ourselves a new sponsor. Woo!
Yeah. Oh my God, I like it.
That's right. Yeah. This is a real sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. This ain't my fake sponsors in the beginning of the episode. No, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a sponsor, and this sponsor is Estanza Coffee. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Stanza Coffee, Café Maravilloso de Latin America.
That's right.
I just had my first sip right now of the day.
Oh, watch out. Right now he's taking the coffee. And you're a coffee fan, right?
Yeah, being in radio and the music business and all that, that's all we drink is coffee. It's the champion of the breakfast of champions is coffee.
The breakfast of champions. See, I'll be honest, I don't drink coffee. I've never been a fan of coffee. But they sent us these. I'm like, you know what? It's like I was going to have, you know, my wife, my mother-in-law try it because they love coffee. But then my wife's like, you know what? We should do a taste test. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to try it. So I ended up trying it compared to also like a name brand coffee. So they sent me three flavors. They sent me the Mexico brand, the Buena Onda, and then the Costa Rica brand. They sent me all three of those. And I tried them all black, and then I tried them with creamer. And honestly, the one that I was shocked because the one that I really liked was I liked all three of them. Well, I mean, the name brand one that we tried that was like, you know, we had just as a fourth was garbage. But the Costa Rica one, that was my favorite one. And it's really good. Like, and this is coming from someone who doesn't drink coffee.
That's pretty good. That's good. By the way, that Costa Rica one, it says Comunidad Santa Cruz. That's the one that I haven't tried yet. I haven't tried that one yet because I am trying out the Mexico one, the Citala Chiapas region. And it's a light coffee. It's not a heavy, heavy, dark coffee. I don't drink my coffee dark. I mean, sometimes if I have no creamer or half and half or almond, you know, milk.
Yeah.
I normally drink it like that, but... I really enjoyed it. The Mexico one I'm enjoying right now.
Yeah, the Costa Rica one, that's the one that one's my favorite. From all three of them, they were all good, but the Costa Rica blend, and it's a medium roast. I'm not sure what that represents, but you coffee drinkers that are listening, yes, well, you know what that means.
Yeah, that means it's medium, it's nice and light. And the Mexico one, it's 100% Arabica beans. And they're all roasted in Los Angeles. So that's a good thing. It's coffee from right here in our beautiful city of Los Angeles that needs a lot of support for.
And that's the thing.
A new biz.
It's very much like a small business within the community. And that's what's awesome, because with every purchase that you buy for every bag, they will be donating $1 for every bag to causes within the community, whether it's a charity fundraiser, a GoFundMe, anything that's for a good cause. They just want to give back to the communities that we grew up in and live in. And if you happen to buy a bag, ladies and gentlemen, make sure when you go and check out, it says promo code enter 88 MPH. It's the number. Don't write it out. Don't spell it out. It's just 88 MPH, and you'll get yourself 10% off your order. That's right. And you can get your...
Ahora para los en Spanish, los de español, si quieren un porcentaje, nomás usen 88 miles per hour, no más la palabra, nomás 88 MPH.
Yeah.
Y le dan 10% de descuento aquí en Estanza Coffee. Eso es un deal.
Estanza.com. That's right. That's EASTAZA.com. We'll be posting this also on our Facebook and Instagram, but make sure you go help keep the lights on our show, because with every purchase, use the promo code. It helps sell. It helps the podcast, but also, like I said, it gives back to the local communities within the area of Southern California, because $1 is donated to something special. Like I said, fundraiser, charity, but it's awesome. So please try this out. It helps us out, but support local small businesses. If you're a fan of coffee, trust me, this is coming from someone who doesn't drink coffee.
Mira, ahora sí, Mr. Coffee, Mr. Look at coffee, that.
I had four cups today and muy tomorrow. Chingon, I'm gonna drink chingon. More.
If I had some pan dulce with this cafecito, it would be perfect.
So yeah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now back to the show.
Yeah.
This has been a Brothers Bear Network production.